to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 54, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 63, tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations. We'll be right back.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickle Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Luke Fickle Show, Camp Randall live edition of the Coach's Radio Show, alongside Mark Tauscher and the head coach, Luke Fickle. I'm Matt LePay, getting you ready for Saturday night as the Badgers take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. It'll be their first appearance in Camp Randall Stadium since 2016. It's been a minute. 6:30 will be the kick this Saturday night. By the way, the game next week at Indiana, that will kick at 11 a.m. Central down in Bloomington. We'll get to this week's opponent in due time, but that was a fun fourth quarter, was it not, last Saturday?
It wasn't the first three quarters.
First three quarters,
not as fun. No,
tell us about it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear what you have to say on the radio and TV.
Take us through what the emotional roller coaster for you and your team in that game, because it was obviously really tough for three quarters. But then to dig deep the way your guys did, they did something that has not been done for a Badger team coming back from 14 down in the fourth quarter to win in regulation. That is the first time that has happened in what is termed the modern era. 1946 and beyond.
So Matt started doing this.
You broke down. Not even I was around then. So first shot, we're going to get to your touchdown.
I know you will.
That's
why I was trying to be preemptive.
Your emotions, what that was like for you and your team as you're going through that game last Saturday.
Well, obviously most games are an emotional roller coaster. There's always going to be ups and downs, and there's adversity, and very few of them, at least for sure this year, very few of them have been something where you felt really kind of smooth throughout the entire game. But I mean, that's the nature of the beast. It was a difficult, obviously, conditions, too. I don't know if everybody was there knows. I mean, it's unique. So even when you're into the win, against the win, there's a lot of different things you got to be able to do. And, yes, three quarters were difficult and tough. And to be honest with you, you guys all said the fourth quarter was awesome. Well, the fourth quarter was pretty strenuous, too, in case you were wondering. Maybe you guys felt better than I did as the thing was rolling down. But, I did say it afterwards. It was the first time I'd seen those guys finish something. And I really mean that. Like they've done a great job at staying together. You know, obviously we've lost in the fourth quarter at Washington State. We lost in the fourth quarter in some ways against Iowa. It wasn't like there was any bickering. It wasn't like the guys, you saw some disbelief. It wasn't like anything like you saw something different in a halftime in a tough situation. But it's what I hadn't seen is maybe that something that really comes up, you know, something from deep down inside that you just keep fighting and clawing and scratching. And when you make a play and when you can create and generate that momentum, you build upon it. And I think that's what, more than anything, we did for the first time since I've seen these guys, is all of a sudden be down, find a way to claw and keep pushing, and then make a couple plays, generate, create, turn the energy and the momentum, and then really keep it and take it and kind of go and run with it.
Yeah. Was there one play that you felt really kind of triggered that? Because to me, obviously, the ejection of their defensive tackle was a huge part of the game. But then the Braylon Allen run on 3rd and 10, I thought was, you know, gutsy to make that call. But to see him, he kind of was getting tripped up at the, you know, with 6 or 7 yards and the extra effort to get it. There was just so many plays like that that spurred you on and allowed you to finish that comeback off.
I'd say the play of the game is that one. And I know that everybody sees, obviously, the Skylar Bell catch and then the touchdown play. But to me, that one on 3rd and 10, our ability to kind of, really, I mean, not that we didn't have the momentum and we were in a good position and we were pushing, but I think that's where they kind of hit a mark and hit a little bit of a panic. You know, they got 3rd and 10. They're starting to think they got a little bit more of a control of some things and put us in a tougher situation. And he breaks that for 11 yards and actually could have went the distance, but you're right, he did. That little extra effort, but that call, that run, I thought for the first time, that's when I started to feel like, okay, now we got to manage this time and where are we going to be at? And, you know, I don't want to kick a field goal. Let's find a way to take this energy and keep pushing forward. That to me, obviously, I don't think about those things as something that you generate, you know, momentum with. Obviously, I think what it does to the other team is it creates an issue for them. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden one of your best players is out and all of a sudden your mind just starts to spin. for us, we had a situation earlier in the game where we got a personal foul. They got a personal foul. We moved the thing up, and we still didn't get continue the drive. You know, so it's not just the 15 yards. I think sometimes it's the ability to strike when all of a sudden their emotions have changed a bit too. So those kind of things all add together, but to have the win in the fourth quarter, I think, was probably the best situation for us.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. We were wondering what you were going to do coming out because obviously the first half didn't go great, but a huge finish to the first half, getting points. And then what went into the decision to get the win, take the win in the fourth quarter?
A lot, to be honest with you. And you know, you're in a situation where, okay, there's not a whole lot of points that are going to be scored against the wind. It just is what it is. The kicking game is very, very, very difficult. You're going to flip the field. You're going to be put in a situation where you know you're going to be, if you're against the wind, you know you're going to be in some short, you know, situations, obviously field-wise. So at halftime, it was first to ask the offense, hey, what do you guys see? You know, what do you think? Hey, we're good, whatever you want to do. They thought maybe the wind in the fourth quarter. But in my mind, I'm thinking, last thing we can do is let this thing get away. You know, and we're not playing great, but I think, you know, we can still continue to move the football. So it really came back to, we played at a game at SMU last year, and actually against Tanner Mordecai, and we were really kind of controlling and dominating the game. Second half, a huge, same thing, about a 35-40 mile an hour wind the entire day. No points were scored against the wind. We came out the second half, we chose to take the wind in the third quarter, thinking we could put them away. We didn't. They get the win in the fourth quarter, and then we had to stop a two-point conversion with about 30 seconds to go in the game to win. And that just kept sticking in my mind at halftime. And even when we went out right there before the half, I'd made up my mind that we were going to, hey, we're going to put the defense in a situation. We're going to put the special teams in a situation. We're going to give them the win in the third quarter, and we're going to find a way to get us to the fourth quarter and see if we can generate some energy. And even when I went out to start, when the official comes over, he's like, now which way? And I'm like, okay, yes, I made this. You know, and we had the confidence in the kicking game. We had confidence, hey, defense, you're going to have to step up, and we're going to put ourselves in a situation that we're going to play for the fourth quarter.
It turned out to be a genius move.
I don't know about genius, but things that work out end up looking a lot better. It's not just a, hey, what do you guys think? You know, it's not just a flip of the coin. It's, you know, you kind of reflect a little bit on the situations that you've had and that you've been in, and you know, you kind of make the best decision of what you think your team more than anything can handle.
I didn't bring it up after the last touchdown to Nolan Rucci because the game wasn't over, but my wheels were turning because old T over here, he had a moment like that with the Green Bay Packers, or he thought he did, Christmas Day 2005.
Who gets a holding call and a keep pass?
Took away like a Mark Tauscher touchdown.
And a Lambeau leap.
Oh.
And
did
I noticed.
Did you get up into
that? I went and found the slope, and I went to the lowest side with the highest concrete. But I noticed you didn't put a D lineman in to catch that. You put the real athlete to go out and grab the touchdown rather than, you know, you're all, because you guys didn't have any hands. What went into that decision making to go with?
Well, we're live on the air, so I don't know if I can say everything.
Oh, okay. Well.
No, again, that's not me. Those guys had repped that. Those guys had that in there. Rucci is a short yardage or a goal line tight end for us, so it kind of fits, you know, to add a better athlete in there,
sure,
like a defensive lineman would be a little bit more of a giveaway, you know, just, you know, so nobody's going to expect a bigger, he's not an overweight, he's an athletic offensive lineman to actually be a target, especially on a play.
Oh,
like that.
That's what it is. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was cleared up.
11 more and he catches up with your buddy, Mike Vrabel. 12 touchdowns he had in his career, 2 in Super Bowls.
So 12 catches.
Defensive guy. 12 receptions, 12
receptions,
touchdowns.
12. Yeah.
That's all he does is catch touchdowns. So, I think you mentioned it after the game. That was one of the things
went through my head. How do you not recognize that guy's in there? But anyways, yeah, it's obviously a great ending. But you're right. Once we scored, everybody's celebrating. And my mind is, there's not one celebrating. I know Coach Brady kind of came by to try to give me a high five, and I wouldn't even look at him. I'm like, there's 27 seconds left. I've been to this party before.
That hook and ladder, that pulse rate went up on the hook and ladder there.
We scored with 13 seconds when I was at the University of Akron. We scored with 13 seconds to go in the game. We were down 21-3 at half to Miami of Ohio. We score with 17 seconds to go in the game, and Ben Roethlisberger throws it 72 yards for a touchdown on the last play of the game.
Not ideal.
There was only about 150 people there to see it, so I don't know that anybody really would remember it, but there were a few parents that were still there at that time.
Well, I thought one of the interesting things, I talked to Nolan this week about it, is his big concern, he wanted to catch the ball. Obviously, he was nervous, caught it, not getting a penalty. a Selle penalty, yeah, because then that gives you 15. That probably on the defensive side puts you in a spot where,
oh yeah, ugh, I'm trying to grab guys from running down there to celebrate. Believe me, we learn from those situations, right? I mean, we try to show some of those things on Sundays, you know, of somebody like the Miami game or somebody scoring in that situation. The next thing you know, they're celebrating, then they're kicking off from the 20-yard mm-hmm. line, and the team gets an opportunity to bring it back. So give us a lot of those guys a lot of credit. I don't think anybody came off the side. There was maybe a couple that were close, but they were going out on the field goal team. So
yeah,
they could be misconstrued as they were going on for that. But those are situations where I don't think that it's worth – I mean, obviously there's a coach, but, like, I don't think an official should call that in that situation. Like, come on. Now, there is some celebration. There is some fun to this game that yeah. if there's a couple – now, if it's ridiculous and it slows the game down, obviously there are, but – believe me, those are the things that went through my mind, not, hey, we're going to celebrate. It was 27 seconds left. Don't let somebody run down there, take their helmet off, celebrate. Now we're kicking off from the 20.
Well, you mentioned the story at Akron. Your offensive line coach, Jack McNell, was the center who snapped it to Doug Flutie, the Boston College-Miami game. So you watch it enough, or in the case of these two guys, you play the game enough, you see a little bit of everything. So fortunately, that wasn't an issue, so you got it done.
But those are the things that stick in your head that don't make it as exciting as it was for everybody else.
I got to take a break here in a minute, but you said something in your news conference that I found interesting on Monday in your opening statement, because there are coaches who, as soon as they get on the plane, laptop is out, and you're rewatching. You don't do that, though, right? You got to let it just kind of let the game go a little bit.
I did. After year one, I think I try not to watch. Now, really bad. Like on the way home from Washington State, I watched it probably three times. But by nature, what I try to do is I do not want to watch it that night. And mainly because, more so as a head coach. As an assistant coach, I had to have it graded. I wanted to get it out of the way and things like that. As a head coach, I'm like, these things are hard to come by. I want to enjoy it, because if I start watching, I'm going to nitpick everything. I'm going to feel really crappy by the time I get home, because there's things we didn't do where I'm going to try to enjoy this moment, this time, remember the really exciting and fun things that happened. And then Sunday morning, when you go to turn it on and watch it, the reality kind of strikes and hits. But at least there was 12 to 14 hours that, you know, seven of them that might have been sleeping, that actually your mind relaxed and thought it was great.
Yeah, I saw you don't even give the 24-hour rule. You only give 17 hours.
Well, there's a lot of things that got to flip around, you know. It's unfortunate.
All right, we will take a break. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We will talk more offense with offensive coordinator Phil Longo coming up. The Luke Fickell Show is brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl's Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, as the Badgers get ready to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes on Saturday night. Our coverage will start at 6, or actually our coverage will start at 4:30. The kickoff is set for 6:30 Central Time, as we are joined here momentarily by Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo, as the Badgers were able to muster up 18 points in the fourth quarter, but these guys are always on the phone because work never stops.
No, you got to grind,
guys.
Man.
I know.
You got to grind. You got different plays you're putting in. You got to try to figure out what can we dial up at the end of a game that's going to win down at Champaign. I think that's what they're doing on their phones.
I think so. Well, I was reading a story on him that Jim Polzin was writing. He went on vacation by himself. He's on the beach, but he had the laptop out. So I guess he's on the beach with a laptop while everybody else is, you know, romping on the beach. So
I feel like, and you know, Coach Longo, I just am curious. You're a football guy. Like, football is, so is that the whole, you're on a beach, are you like looking at different schemes? You're looking at different, what's the, when you're on vacation mode compared to in season, take us inside your head when you're, that story that Jim wrote about you just dialing up. Do you have a margarita with you when you're on the laptop, or what's the, you give us, paint us a picture.
You know, it's really just, I would go ahead a few days just because I love being, I grew up on the beach. I love the beach. I think the best on the beach. I love thinking and drawing up football when I don't have any deadlines, you know, because in season, especially with a tyrant like Luke Fickell, you just have no time to do anything.
He's tough, I've heard.
Yeah, that's it. And I definitely mean that jokingly. This has been the best atmosphere I've been around in a long, long time, and I'm extremely appreciative of it. But the beach is just a place to relax, like wherever everybody's best place is, and I just would go a few days earlier and spend some time on the laptop and get some work done, and that just found that to be the most relaxing place for me to do it.
So is that where we dialed up this play that won the game down in Champaign?
This play was probably drawn up and not created, but stolen in a meeting with Cliff Kingsbury about 8 or 10 years ago, and we've scored. It's our fourth time now scoring on it, so we're 4 out of 5 in the last 12 years or so.
That's not bad. That's good. So how much, because it always, if you have a good idea, if you see something, I know in the NFL, they're very open. Matt LaFleur up in Green Bay is like, yeah, if we see a good idea, we're going to steal it. How often do you see ideas and you're like, that's something that I think would fit good here?
You know, the idea, I study more defensive stuff just because I want to know what we're going to face. I want to know what we're going to be attacked with. Offensively, I think we kind of have what we're doing. And every now and then you'll get a wrinkle or something from our staff. Like, I get some great stuff from our staff every single week, and you kind of plug it in where it's not going to be too expensive for the players, and it's going to fit what we're doing. And you steal that stuff. Probably not as big. I'm not going to grab a play from the Giants on Sunday, and we're going to install it on Monday. It's, you know, the time to experiment a little bit is in the spring.
Sure.
You talk about the beach, but the beach house gatherings with fellow coaches, there's a lot of exchanging of ideas there, right? For those who are kind of just, you know, jumping on here this week, I know we probably have talked about this. I know we've talked about this in the past, but when did that first come come to light? When did you guys first start doing that? And when did you start allowing defensive guys to show up for it?
You're really delving in here.
I'm deep dive. Yep.
This is like the 60 minutes of coaches shows. You got Morally Safer over here asking.
Yeah, right. So grilling him here.
It really started. There was a one back air raid clinic that went on with some of these guys that, you know, Mike and some of those guys early on, and I was invited, and I went, and I just found it to be a good collaboration of ideas from different coaches, and then it kind of faded and went by the wayside. And, you know, you always, when you get involved with certain things, you feel like, hey, maybe we could do that a little better. We had some ideas. We thought make it more effective, more efficient. And so after 3 years of not doing it, we just decided to do it ourselves. So last year was our 13th year, and instead of flying to see 13 different coaches and try to pick their brain and steal their ideas and figure out how the heck they're running a particular play better than we are, and you want to steal that idea and enhance what you're doing, I just said, you know what, let's bring them all here. And most people will go on vacation. So we just have a, and you know, Coach Vic has been there, and it's amazing how many people that have come that have hired each other, because the relationships you build over 5 days doing 10 to 12 hours of football every day. And I think a lot of people feel like it's a frat house and it's a drinking party and it's all, and it really isn't. We bring a chef, we feed them. We're 3 hours in the morning and the afternoon, 4 or 5 in the evening. And you just try to steal some ideas and share some things. And you invite people, high character people that are willing to be honest about it. And that's really partly how I developed a relationship with Coach Fickle.
And they let you in. They let the defensive guys in, right?
Let's just credit. Those guys might be down there for six days. I was only down there for 2. Defensive guys don't quite have the attention span. You know, they could talk about the same thing for 4 days straight. It's kind of like offensive linemen, right? You guys could talk zone schemes for like 9 hours.
Deuce blocks.
After like 3 minutes of telling me, okay, who am I blocking? Okay, where's my hand placement? All right, let's move on. So the ADD kicks in after about a day and a half, and I say, hey, guys, I appreciate you letting me come down, and I continue to move on. Plus, I got quite a few kids running around the house, and I had to get home at some point in time.
It's interesting. You know, between Coach and I, we have 10 kids and 3 sets of twins. And, when I first met Vic and I saw his family picture, I was like, you know what, I may want more than just football advice from you. We might want some family advice or some twins advice, because that was a new one for me.
So, Phil, you had last week we were talking about, you know, Braden Locke and how much you trusted his preparation and everything else. Just kind of take us inside that fourth quarter. Obviously, a lot of poise, did a lot of great things. How did you kind of feel he held up? And obviously, you're pretty excited about what he was able to give you last week.
Well, you know, one of the things I told Braden and I brought up to our quarterbacks and to our offensive kids, and I told Vic, was that interestingly enough, the preparation that Braden has been putting in all year paid some dividends in the game last week, because he prepares himself as the starter every week, you know, and he envisions himself as a future starter here, and so he's not going to wait until it's his turn. He's preparing now, and then when his turn came, and he certainly didn't play a perfect game last week, but he did what he had to do to help us win a ball game, and he had a lot of support. I was very impressed by how our team rallied around a new quarterback. The attitude that they took to support him was outstanding, and I don't just mean on the offensive side. The whole team was about trying to help Braden, and Braden was well-prepared mentally, and interestingly enough, you know, he graded out at a 73 for the game, right? And he's going to be mad that I told you that. But we want him at, you know, 80, 85 is really good grade for a quarterback in a football game. On the last drive of the first half and on the last drive of the ball game, he graded out at 91. And I was really thrilled to see that in crunch time, when it meant the most for our football team, he played his best football.
I was mentioning to Luke last week, and maybe before that, the first time I talked to Braden, just did an interview with him in the spring, I walked away thinking, this guy's a redshirt freshman, because he seemed like a fifth or sixth year senior. When you were building the relationship with him, and then when he made the decision to come here, take us through that conversation with him, because this is a guy that, just in the small sample size that I have of getting to know him, seems to be a guy that's mature way beyond his class rank.
Well, he was mature coming out of high school, and he comes from a great family. He was well-raised, and currently we have his younger, oh, I can't say that, can I? So currently we're...
Yeah, there's other guys out there, so yeah.
Currently we're recruiting his younger brother.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Okay? Get the breaks in time, you're good.
That's right. And so there's a long-standing relationship with him and his family, and a big part of the families that these kids come from is a huge part of this. You know, the whole research project that is recruiting a kid. I mean, you want to know that he comes from a good family and he's raised the right way, because at some point, if he is the starter for your program, he becomes the face of the program, whether he wants to be or not. And we need to know that he's going to be our quarterback when we're not around him. We need to know that he's our starting quarterback and he'll represent Wisconsin 24/7, regardless of whether or not we're with him or not. Oh. And he's that type of kid, I'm happy to say.
Yeah, he's fun to watch and fun to talk to. Everybody, you get a chance to meet him over time, you will be very, very impressed. We'll take a break. We'll ask Coach to hang on. We'll take a few more minutes of his time. This is the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. We're back in a couple on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey folks, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary.
Boo.
Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin, or... Snag a Brewpub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, the Camp Randall Live Edition. Badgers and Ohio State Saturday night at 6:30. The game a week from Saturday at Indiana will kick at 11 a.m. Central Time. A few more minutes with Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo. We've been talking a little bit about Braden Locke, but I'd be remiss if I didn't circle back to Tanner Mordecai. You know, obviously a tough-as-nails guy. I mean, he gets hurt and kind of was in denial, didn't think so, and then tried to stay out there for another play or two a couple of weeks ago against Iowa. Give us your perspective, Coach, beyond statistics, beyond what we see in a stat sheet, a guy like Tanner and his value to this program. It seems immense.
Well, I know Luke agrees, but you there's so much more than just the statistics, you know, that that a quarterback brings to the team. A lot of it is maturity and leadership, and then I know with Coach Fickell that there's a high premium on the mental and the physical toughness. And you don't usually think about a physical toughness when you talk about a quarterback, but Tanner has it. The unique ones have it. The special ones have it. And it's hard to come in and establish yourself as a leader of a football team when you haven't been here prior to December. You know, and he just very naturally came in, no ego, very humble, extreme team player type attitude and approach. And just won the respect, I think, of the team because of how mentally tough he is and how much he competed. When you have to kick a quarterback off the mat in mat drills on practice morning, heading into spring ball, because he's wrestling a tire away from a defensive lineman, you know you got a guy that wants to compete, and that's tough. And he just has done nothing but demonstrate that since the day he's gotten here.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed when he was out there is you had to kind of rein him back as far as sliding, because that competitive juice, when he was running, he wanted to go get every last yard he got. And you wanted, obviously, to keep him healthy. It's a lot easier to do that than to have to prod, I'm assuming.
It is. It's a good problem. I think Luke agrees. It's a good problem when your guy wants to go compete and get the extra yard and pull through stuff and lower your shoulder. But, you know, the job of the quarterback is to run the offense. He's got to manage everything, right? And so to do that, you've got to live to play another play. So to fight for the extra yard or two when it's not a play where the game is on the line probably doesn't make the most sense. Let's go down, like to get past the chains. Nowadays, you got to get 5 yards past the chains because they mark you back when you start sliding. But he is he's smart now. He's managing plays. We'll go get our 8 on a drive and slide and get up to be able to go execute the next one. And again, it's his mentality that makes him want to do more than that.
Yeah, and really impressed. Braylon Allen, I think the toughness that he showed and how hard he ran, especially in that second half last week, you have to be thrilled with what he was able to do. The path, the big, you know, we talked earlier about that 3rd and 10 at the end of the game where you handed it off, you called the run play, and he was able to dig and get the 11. That's one of those where if you only get 2, everybody's saying, what the heck are you doing running the ball on 3rd and 10? But Braylon, pass protection wise, did some good things too. He had a great game last Saturday.
Yeah, well, you love to see a guy. He does have the attitude that when the time comes, he wants to put things on his back and go make some plays for the football team. I think he's used to that role, and he has obviously had an expanded role now with the loss of Ches Malusi. So he's got a few more carries per game, and we're depending on him even more so than we did before. And so he's kind of answered the call, all season really. But last week, I think he knew, and I was very impressed with the confidence and the composure of our team at halftime. But Braylon's attitude and even Tanner and Braden, we just came out with the right mindset to come and play a good second half of football, give ourselves a chance to compete to win the game.
And we talked last week with Coach Fickell about getting him kind of irritated. You want to get Braylon, you want him lathered up, you want him irritated. You have any triggers that you go to if maybe he's not as irritated as you want that you can push?
I would love to take credit for it, but Coach Spaulding is the expert at pushing Braylon's buttons and getting him going, and that's his job. So he knows him. He spends the most time with him. I think he knows how to get him going, and it's great to see that relationship and the relationship that our coaches have with all of our players. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this last 5-week stretch.
Wonder different coaches, head coaches, coordinators have some will relay a lot of their thoughts a head coach to a coordinator. Some might say, hey, look, you got 4 downs, and keep it really brief. I mean, how much interaction is there between you two guys during the course of a game, things that you might want to see, or is it just, Phil, dial up what you need here?
No, I don't do a whole lot. I mean, I maybe just basically saying, hey, when we're in situations where what do we need, where do we need to be to give us 4 downs in a lot of those things. You know, he knows, he kind of gets a sense for it. If I'm not saying something, obviously it might be a little bit different based on where we are on the field, but that's pretty much it. I try not to give a whole lot of suggestions. At times, maybe just, as we get late in the game, want to use the clock, things like that. But no, I try really. I mean, I trust them, and he hasn't had no issues. Like I said, if all of a sudden you say, hey, we're going to go for this, and then you change your mind, we fortunately haven't been in that situation just yet. But it's been great. I mean, like I said, I try to give him the reins to, hey, this is the parameters. Let's continue to roll. And I don't try to micromanage much.
And you love that last play call, right? The touchdown head.
I love the touchdown.
Had that not worked out, do you say maybe on the flight, like, so what the heck were you thinking on that?
No. When things do work out, that's when I start to ask questions, because it's easier then to have a conversation about, okay, what if? What about different things? No, I don't know. I think I learned from one of the best and spent 10 years with Jim Tressel, and I think he maybe gave one or two suggestions ever for what we were to do defensively or things that might, you know, have worked. And so in my mind, they're the experts. They know a lot better of what it is that's going on. And when I did hear the play, I kind of just bit my lip and said, is this what I think this might be? But, you know, they know a lot better than I do. I know that.
And, Phil, you have to love the fact that you have your unbridled support from your head coach to do what you think you need to do to get the job done.
You know, Luke and I talk all the time, and we share things, you know, like we do with all the staff. But I would take this opportunity to say this, okay, and I mean this wholeheartedly, and this is I'm not working for a raise or anything. I'm just telling you this.
You'll take one if it comes.
I mean this sincerely. Like, we are allowed to coach, and that might sound strange to you, but there are a lot of guys in this business that are micromanagers, right? And they're experts at everything, and they don't trust you, or they have to have their hand in everything. And I struggle in that kind of scenario. And I knew when I met Luke what he was all about. I've always felt like philosophically that I was very much aligned with how he does things. I don't feel that way any differently now. I'm thrilled that I think that I was right about that. And so, you know, to have a head coach that lets you coach, to have a head coach that is very direct and extremely fair with you, and he's that way with the coaches, and he's that way with the players, and he's demanding, and it doesn't matter when he gets after you, because you know he just wants to win the game on Saturday. And there's the one thing I firmly believe is there is nothing that is important to coach and to our staff other than what we have to do to win the game on Saturday and develop our players. And that's not as easy to find as you think in this business. It's not. And we have everything starts at the top, and there isn't a coach on the staff that wouldn't tell you the same thing that I'm telling you.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
So the question that I had, so, you know, we obviously didn't game win, and we're have a good time and relax. And then on Sunday I said, if I had it all to do all over again, I would have called a timeout after we got the 4 yards and got second and one on the one. Right. And he's looking at me like, well, why? And so we kind of had a conversation about it. And like I said, had things not gone that way, it's really hard to have those conversations. But in my mind, I was like, well, now we could slow down. And I would tell you that you got 3 plays to get this thing in the end zone. We're not going to kick a field goal. Da, 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 da. Would it have changed what we've done? I don't know. But that's the kind of things as the head coach, as myself, I kind of rehash. And I'm sure he does at times too. But, you know, the end result, obviously, is sometimes the things we all think about. But there's plenty of times after games when we have success, when things happen and things work, that you look back at to say, okay, now I think this was not the right call, or this would have been a better call, or in this situation, if done again, how would I do it? It worked out. I wouldn't change that for the world. But in the situation again, I'm not sure I wouldn't have said timeout. Now let's run this clock down. We've got 2 more timeouts. Get it down to about 35. And then say, look, we can call a timeout after each one of these plays, but we're going to go try and win this game. You know, give me your best plays to get positive yards and get in the end zone.
Wheels are always turning over these guys. Coach, appreciate you coming on here. It's been a lot. It's fun right now watching this offense, this team evolve with you know, finding the strengths and implementing those. And I know everybody in this room and anybody listening had a lot of fun watching however they took in the game. So thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck on Saturday against Ohio State.
Appreciate the invite, y'all.
All right. Phil Longo, Badgers offensive coordinator. We have more of the Luke Fickell Show coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next newer used car at ZimmerichFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, our Camp Randall Live edition, as Wisconsin gets ready to play a primetime home matchup against Ohio State, 6:30 kickoff here at Camp Randall Stadium. Our remaining minutes with the head coach is we talk a little bit about this weekend's opponent. Here's the probably the question of the week. It comes from Chip here in our crowd. How do you prepare for Marvin Harrison Jr.? I hear he's pretty good.
Well, we don't have anybody that can simulate him quite the right way. I think the thing that's most difficult to prepare for him is they move him around. It's not like, hey, he's always the X, or he's always the slot, or he's all, you know. They do a great job at moving around. They actually do a great job at using him as a decoy in a lot of things, too. Do you get overemphasized on him based on where he's at and his motion, and his, and all of a sudden it's really kind of a plan for to go the other direction? So it's kind of a catch 22. You got to be really sharp. You got to be really smart. You got to do a really good job at trying to stay on top of him, because I think the unique thing about him is he's not just a guy that's fast, and he's not just a guy that's big, and he's not just a guy that, you know, is shifty. I mean, he's a combination of all of it, and you know, obviously he's you got to know where he is. Let's just say that on every play.
Their front is going to be their defensive front is another thing that you're obviously, that's always the concern when you play Ohio State. You have to make sure you're dialed up front to keep Braden, yep, and Braylon, give them some room to maneuver.
No, they're definitely talented. They've done a really good job of building length. I think that's the thing that you see. The interior guys aren't quite as long, but they're powerful guys. And they can roll them on the edges too. So there's more than just two or three guys that they can roll through there on the edges. And, you know, I mean, that's the uniqueness. I think they've done and I haven't studied them over the last 3 years. You know, I haven't played them, really kind of avoided watching, other than, you know, maybe, you know, a night or something like that. So I hadn't studied them as much, but just looking back a little bit, I think they've done a really good job at talent wise defensively different than they have been even in the last couple of years. I think just there's a lot more length out there. There's a lot more athleticism and speed. And I know you'd say that, well, they've always had that. Now, I think that some of the big plays they had given up, if you go back 3 years or even 2 years, it's not just the fundamentals of defense. It was also just, you know, guys that, you know, maybe couldn't get the job done as quite as well as what everybody expected. And that's what I think they've done a better job with being able to play more guys and have a lot more length and athleticism.
You mentioned Monday in your news conference that this week is about the players. Every week is about the players. But there is the other storyline here. But you've been through this. You've lived this movie before at Cincinnati as a head coach, at Akron on the staff there. Having been through it, does that make this week for you, at least in that regard, the storyline, that whole deal, is that make it a little more manageable?
To me, it's always just, I just don't want the players to think. I mean, sometimes if you said, hey, let's take the emphasis off of them and maybe you would do something different. But I think just the reality of it is, look, guys, I don't want it to be about anything other than the men in this room. You know, there's going to be a lot of people around here this weekend. We're going to have a lot of guys on practice or supposedly around on Friday because, you know, there's a lot of former players back. And so they're always calling like, hey, this week, I'm like, yes, former players, yes. But, like, I want to make sure the guys understand. Like, it's – former players are great and they have the utmost respect and all those things. But the guys in that room, we got to make sure that this is what's about you guys this week. And let's not lose focus and sight. And whatever happened last year, and we can't dwell upon it. So just kind of a mindset more than anything.
You believer in momentum, the way your team did what it did in the fourth quarter last week at Illinois – a carryover into the following week. Do you believe in that?
I do. I think I believe in it in the whole program and everything that you're doing. It's, and I'm one that's in particular the same way. Like, it's when things aren't going well, and ultimately that means the end of the game doesn't go well. It's, you know, that energy and that momentum is just it's drained at times, and that's the toughest thing. So yes, to get a win. Yes, to get a win on the road. Yes, to have a come. I mean, like, there's a lot of positive things that guys in their heads feel, and I think it shows. You chose them walking around the facility, chose them on practice field, and then as a coach, I think it allows us to really be honest and be able to push guys a little bit more, because when you got a good feeling because of the way the game finished, you can be coached a lot harder. And I think that that's what you have to have within programs in order to continue to grow, because when it's not that way and when times are really tough, as a coach you got to kind of figure out what it is that your team can handle, what those guys can handle. And sometimes that's a little bit more difficult to coach them and push them and be as brutally honest as I think we need to be to in order to grow.
About 1 minute left. It's fun working with Mark, a former player who's lived the highs and lows. It was fun watching Mark and just feeling his emotion, because it's part of why you love this game. It's why many call it the ultimate team game, right, Tausch? What this team was able to do in the last 15 minutes.
Well, it's just what I love about it is you get tested. And you see how you react. And when you're able to come out and find a way to win when maybe you didn't have your best, that's what this whole thing's about. And then you build off of that. And what's great for this is the confidence that that brings. And it allows you to be coached. It allows you for all those other things. Because there is a point where if you can't figure that out and it keeps happening, you can kind of fall into that. And that's where it's great to see a team be able to lift up and pull through, because that gives you that shot at doing something big, which is this weekend.
Camp Randall under the lights. Going to be dry, going to be in the 40s. It's going to be a perfect night for football. So everybody take advantage of the hours leading up and be ready in full voice on Saturday night, if you know what I'm saying, at Camp
this
Randall.
This crew knows what you're saying.
I think they know exactly
right
what I'm talking about. Yeah, this is the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back to close it off right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers.
Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan. For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey folks, Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary.
Boo.
Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin or... Snag a Brewpub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
There's a few seconds left. Tosh, I know your old coach here loved the big home games. I would imagine you guys fed off of that. You guys had a lot of games and atmospheres like we're going to have on Saturday
night.
Yeah,
I always just remember Barry always saying, this is what you came here for. You didn't come here to beat Boise State or any of the, it's to play the big dogs here. That's why you joined Wisconsin. And these are the games that you always remember, and especially if you can pull it off.
There you go. Let's find out together. Our coverage starts Saturday afternoon at 4:30. Kickoff set for 6:30 for Wisconsin against Ohio State. Our thanks to Coach Longo, Coach Fickle, Engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back at our studio. We'll talk to you Saturday from Camp Randall on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Good night.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickle Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.